USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is criticizing Hunter Biden's plea deal as a symbol of unequal justice in America.
If you compare this to other individuals in America that have these same accusations against them, the same crimes that they had been guilty of, that they were proposed to have 10 years, another time period, I think that's a difference in justice.
McCarthy emphasized the need to intensify investigations into the Biden family's business transactions, asserting his commitment to pursue this matter. Hunter Biden has agreed to plead guilty to tax misdemeanors and resolve a gun charge through a diversion agreement. The search for a missing sub used in Titanic exploration continues, with no breakthroughs reported by the U.S. Coast Guard. Here's Captain Jamie Frederick.
Our crews are working around the clock to ensure that we are doing everything possible to locate the Titan and the five crew members.
The sub is believed to have less than 36 hours of oxygen left. Former President Trump says Ron DeSantis wouldn't even have a political career if not for him.
He wasn't like, I didn't help him 90%, I helped him 100%. Some I do and some I help. But this guy was dead politically.
In an interview with Fox News, Trump said he can't believe that now DeSantis has turned against him and is running for president. Home construction is surging in the U.S., climbing nearly 22% from April to May of this year. The Census Bureau says home building went far beyond what was expected, which was actually a 0.1% decline. That could be due to low housing inventory in the existing market, sparking interest in new houses. Pennsylvania's governor has announced that traffic on Interstate 95 will resume this weekend after a section of the highway was closed due to a bridge collapse caused by a tanker truck fire. Governor Josh Shapiro said that paving may begin on Wednesday during the repair update he gave today. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Anheuser-Busch says Bud Light is making a comeback following a boycott due to an anti-trans backlash against an ad campaign. The company's marketing executive sees it as a wake-up call for their team to remain humble. Bud Light sales declined when they collaborated with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Italy, France, Germany, and several other European countries all had their hottest year on record in 2022.
The WMO also says that glaciers in mountain ranges such as the Alps are melting dangerously fast. On top of all that, the Eastern Mediterranean, Baltic, and Black Seas are all warming at three times the global average. There is, though, one trend that's heading in the opposite direction. 2022 was the first year ever that wind and solar energy combined generated more electricity in the EU than fossil fuels. Giles Gibson, Rome.
Major League Baseball's upcoming off-site game in June 2024 will not be linked to Iowa's Field of Dreams. Instead, the league has announced that the St. Louis Cardinals will face the San Francisco Giants at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Known as the nation's oldest professional ballpark, Rickwood Field was the former home of the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues. Spotify is gearing up to launch a more expensive subscription tier that will provide CD quality music. That's according to a Bloomberg report. The streaming platform also intends to offer expanded access to audiobooks. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.